From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Today, for the first time, Iraq's government proclaimed Christmas a national holiday. The announcement was seen as a gesture toward Iraq's persecuted Christian minority, which has suffered myriad attacks since the U.S.-led invasion of 2003. Today in Baghdad, thousands of Christian families attended church and then gathered at their homes to celebrate. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro was invited to one Christian home this holiday, and she filed this report.
For the first time in years, all 15 members of the Salim family are gathering together for Christmas dinner. Some have traveled from as far away as Sweden and Dubai to be here. Drinking beer and talking, they sit near a small plastic Christmas tree, glittering with baubles and lights, that's tucked into a corner of the living room. 55-year-old Fuad Nouri Salim says that the generally improved security situation in Baghdad makes this Christmas special.
For the Christians, it's been much better. We've been so careful trying to keep ourselves unnoticed and away from harm. But now we can go out freely. The church today was filled with people so much so that some worshippers were left outside in the courtyard because there were not enough seats for them inside.
No one knows how many Christians remain in Iraq. In the last 5 years of war here, Christian churches were bombed and families intimidated. Hundreds of thousands left the country, dispersing whole communities. This year has also been difficult. A series of attacks against Christians in the northern city of Mosul this fall caused hundreds to flee their homes. Some believe the violence was politically driven ahead of the upcoming provincial elections. Fuad's daughter, Hala Fuad Nouri Salim, has coffee-colored eyes that match her knee-high suede boots. She says she used to think there was no place for Christians in Iraq.
When things were bad, we thought that one day we would have to leave our homes with only the clothes on our backs.
But now she says this season she has that most precious feeling, hope. She doesn't know how long it will last.
I can forgive and forget today. And do you know why? Because a Christian person is a forgiving person. As long as there's joy in my heart, I will forgive.
Inside the kitchen, relative Flobiat Naoum is finishing up dinner. She lists the courses they will all feast on. Chicken soup, rice and lamb, dumplings and apricot sauce. Helping her is Hala's mother, Haifa. Her sister just arrived from Sweden.
You cannot imagine the happiness we felt seeing her. We documented it. We taped the whole thing with a video camera. We were hugging each other, crying, laughing, and kissing. You cannot imagine the situation.
Still, everyone here knows it's just a visit. Too soon, her sister will go back to her new life. Daughter Hala says she hopes one day all the Christians who fled will return to Iraq.
I hope in the future the situation is improved enough so that people return to our country. Iraq is in big need of those who left. Iraqis, for we are true Iraqis, have passionate hearts. We always long to be back with our families no matter how far we go.
The family members raise their glasses to toast the holiday. In this room, on this night, everything in Iraq is momentarily perfect. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.